to come and share with us. So let's honor her with a little round of applause.
Hiya, it's me again. Hello. Hello. Hello.
大家好.
Are we all good?
我们都好吗?
It's so good to be in the presence of the Lord, isn't it?
在神的同在中真好.
Are we good?
大家好吗?
Okay, let's wake up everybody. Are we good?
要醒过来哦，来，大家挥挥手，醒来，醒来。
Amen, Amen, Hallelujah. So happy Mother's Day today.
祝大家母亲节快乐。
How many mothers in our midst?
那我们中间,
let's have a show of hands.
我们中间有没有当妈妈的，请举下手好吗？
Wow, happy Mother's Day.
哇，祝你们母亲节快乐。
Let's give them a clap.
我们为他们拍拍掌。
God bless you.
神祝福这些母亲们。
So today, I want to talk about be prepared for Jesus.
我们今天讲的话题是要为耶稣做好准备。
So just as it's Mother's Day, right? As mothers, we do a lot of preparation, don't we?
那我们作为母亲呢，经常是在家里面要做很多准备工作的。
I know some people get up at 5 o'clock.
有的人呢，一大早5点钟就起床了。
Just to get the whole family ready for school.
就是为了让整个家庭能够都去送学校啊，孩子呀什么的，忙。
Some working mothers have to get up at 5 o'clock to make themselves ready.
那些要工作的妈妈们，不但要把孩子送到学校，自己还得把自己准备好。
So that they cook their breakfast, they get their uniform. I don't know whether they still iron their uniform now.
他们早上要起来把自己的把早饭给家人做好，还要去熨他们的校服。
So they get their car warmed up, defrost, ready to go to school.
他们还要，如果是冬天的话，还要车呀，什么有冰啊，都要铲掉，雪啊，都要铲掉。
Some of your spiritual ones are already praying for their husbands and wives, aren't you?
你们那些属灵的，是不是都一直在为自己的丈夫和妻子都在祷告，是不是？
So some of you want them to go to good secondary school, what do you do? Wow, I got to get them up to grade 5 in the instruments.
那如果你们想让孩子去一个很好的学校，那你们会需要他们，比如说乐器呀，能够达到5级。
Not only one instrument, it would be 2 instruments.
可能一个乐器都不够，还给人家弄2个乐器。
Some of you are more aspiring to the grammar school or private school. You have to do even more.
有的人呢，一定要参加文法学校啊，私立学校，那个准备工作就更多了。
So I remember when I was a piano teacher, I used to coach a lot of African moms.
在我以前还做老师的时候呢，我那时候经常跟那些非洲的妈妈们说话。
And the extent they prepare the children before they go to secondary school is just amazing.
那他们是怎么样去预备他们的孩子去上中学的，真的是很奇妙。
I look at them, I feel tired.
我看他们，听他们说，我就已经累得不行了。
And I'm not even understanding how can they just drive themselves around all these places.
我都无法想象这些妈妈们怎么每天这么勤劳地把那些孩子从一地方车到另外一个地方。
So, as moms, you prepare so much, isn't it, for your
children? 那作为母亲的话，你都为你的孩子会付出这么多。
But as the Lord's children, how prepared are you to see Jesus?
那如果你们作为主的孩子，那你们有为耶稣做了多少准备呢？
So who today can bravely wave me hand that you are so ready to meet Jesus?
那你们今天有没有人在中间可以大胆的挥手说，我为耶稣做好准备了？
Oh, I don't know whether it's shy or not. Only
你们是害羞吗？
That's not good.
你们是害羞吗？为什么只有2只3只呢？
But it is the true picture of the Church of Jesus Christ today.
但是我们真的是在耶稣基督的教会里面。
If you ask Christians, right, are you ready to meet the Lord when He comes back?
如果你问基督徒，如果主今天回来，你准备好遇见他了吗？
They will say, "Oh no, oh no, not so quick."
大部分的人都会说，哎呀，太快了，不行不行，不能现在回来。
I'm not ready.
我还没有准备好。
I need more time.
我还要需要时间。
Lord, don't come back so fast.
主啊，你不要现在就回来了，太快了。
And they urging is because their lives are not in order.
他们为什么这样子求主不要太快回来？因为他们自己的生活还一团乱。
They don't want to get a spanking.
他就生怕主一回来给他们屁股上打一板子。But
you think about it, right? We should live today as if it's the last day of our life.
但是我们每天生活的态度都是应该把今天当成最后一天活。In
the Bible, God always urges us to be ready for Him.
圣经里面神总是教我们要我们做好准备。So
it's like a very abstract concept to be ready for Jesus.
就像你在准备一个音乐会，为了耶稣的到来。
Do I dress nice for him?
我是不是,
or do I cook him a nice meal? Or do I clean my house spotless for him.
如果耶稣要到我们家来做客，我会不会穿得很整洁？会不会把家里都收拾得很整洁？煮美食。
Actually, some of the principles are quite applicable. So, for example, if you know that Joshua is coming to your house,
比如说我们在生活当中，如果我们 Joshua 牧师要到你家来的话，你会怎么准备
？Are you going to wake up in your pajamas and say, "Oh, Joshua, hi"?
你会不会早上起来穿着自己的睡衣就说啊？哦Joshua, 你来了。
You'll be dressed ready, won't you?
你肯定会把衣服穿好，会不会？
Maybe put a bit of makeup.
说不定还要化化妆。
So you won't be like, oh.
所以你不会看着好像刚睡醒的样子。
You won't be like that, won't you?
你就不会看着像刚睡醒的。
You sweep your house spotless, won't you?
你会把你的灰尘，家里的灰尘都擦干净。
There won't be some underwears everywhere.
你肯定不会那些内衣内裤到处放，会不会？
It won't be. It cannot be.
你当然不会这么做。
So how much more?When the Lord Jesus coming back to see us.
那如果主耶稣要回来了，你们会怎么准备呢？
He's going to look at our lives and say, are there areas that I should not look at?
那耶稣一定会看着我们的生活说啊，你有没有是哪一个方面或者房间不想让我看到的？
You don't want to be drunk when the Lord Jesus comes.
你不想等主来的时候你还是醉酒的状态。
You want to be very alert and wake.
你想是非常警醒的状态。
So today we're going to look at some scriptures and we'll see how do we prepare ourselves to meet the Lord.
所以我们今天来看一看经文，让我们自己知道怎么来预备自己来迎接主。
Because believe it or not, right, we are not going to be judged.As Christians,
不管如何，我们作为基督徒都不会被论断的。
Not to our sins, because our sins are dealt with by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
我们的罪不会被审判，因为我们的罪已经被宝血洗干净了。哈利路亚。
But we are going to be judged of the things that we have done in this earth.
但是我们也会因为在这个世上所做的一切受到审判。
Not to be punished.But for the crowns,
不是惩罚，而是为了这个冠冕。
For rewards,
是为了神的奖赏。
It is like your children, you know, they look forward to the end of term, they get their certificates, don't they?
就像孩子们，他们到了期末考试的时候，他们就巴不得要等到拿到他们的一些奖赏。
And they want to get their trophies if they accumulate certain credits, isn't it?
他们想要拿到他们的奖杯，还拿到各样的奖励。
So we need to look at how are we going to get ourselves ready to see Jesus, be ready for the Lord.
所以我们今天要看看我们到底怎么样把自己准备好呢，来欢迎主的回来。
So the first scripture we're going to look at is very familiar scripture in Matthew chapter 25.
那我们第一个要看的经文就是马太福音的25章。
We talk about the 10 virgins.
讲到十个童女的事情。
So let's have a quick read, shall we?
让我们一起来读好吗
At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet their bridegroom.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Verse 2, and five of them were foolish, and five of them were wise.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
And verse 3,The foolish ones took their lamps and did not take any oil with them.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
And verse 4, the wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在他们的器皿里。
Okay, this is where we stop reading because
那我们先暂时停到这里。
It's about 13 verses, right?
这里面有13节呢。
But I want to point out the fact that there are 10 persons.Waiting for the bridegroom.
那我们要看到有十个童女在等待主耶稣的回来。
It's a parable of Jesus.
这是耶稣自己说的一个比喻。
And the bridegroom usually we refer to is the Lord Jesus Christ coming back.
那我们每次讲到那个等待的新郎，其实就是指耶稣基督要再来。
And he comes back for the bride of Christ, the church.
那他回来要迎接的那个新郎，其实就是他的教会。
Now you will wonder why they get married and then the bridegroom gone away.
那为什么他们要结婚，但是那个新郎却要等呢
？So in the old days, the Jewish custom, they put a pledge to marry this bride.And the bridegroom go away. They put down some money and say, "Okay, I'm going to marry this bride," and then he go away.
那在犹太的文化当中，新郎呢，他们会有一个习惯是把放一些定金给那个家人，说我今天要娶这个新娘了。但是他们会先走开。
So after the bridegroom gone away, the bride is supposed to make themselves look pretty, get ready for the marriage, and get ready and be faithful, waiting for the bridegroom to come back to get married.
这个新郎走了之后呢，新娘需要做的就是在家里面做好准备，为她的婚宴做准备。
It is true there are 10 bridesmaids in these days now, bridesmaids to help the bride to get prepared.
那我们也有像我们在这个现在这个时间也有很多人做伴娘，所以十个伴娘他们也要帮助这个新娘做好准备。
And in the old days, right, believe it or not, the bride, that 10 virgins, right, supposed to help him, her,to behave herself, to be faithful for the bridegroom.
那在那十个伴娘当中呢，他们的作用就是帮助那个新娘一定能够信实的准备好等新郎回来。
So when the bridegroom comes and they will get married.
当新郎回来以后，他们就会举行婚宴。
That's what they say they will consummate their marriage.
这是为什么他们会说他们的婚姻那个时候就完成了。
So back to these 10 virgins, there are 5 wise ones and 5 foolish ones.
那我们在这个经文当中看到有5个聪明的，有5个愚拙的。
So it's basically half-half, isn't it?
那就是一半一半了。
So basically, the Lord Jesus, it says there are half that will be wise.Waiting with extra oil in the jar.
那主耶稣是说，那有五个是聪明的，因为他们的灯里面那个器皿里头有油，可以有灯。
And half, five, the other half, five are foolish. They just take the jar with their own oil and not thinking about getting more.
他们那还有五个呢，是叫愚拙的。他们里头有没有油，自己都没有管那么多，也没有再去加油、添油，或者一直很警醒的看油。
When I was looking at this term foolish, right, I was so shocked to find out the Greek word come from the word moron.
那我当时我在找这个愚拙这个字到底原文是什么呀？然后没想到我们会去找到希腊文的时候，发现这个字叫 moron 是笨蛋的意思。
So those people who are foolish, it's not just foolish not to take extra oil. They are called moron. They are moron in God's eyes.
所以这些愚拙的人呢，如果我们讲的通俗一点、直白一点，他们就是笨蛋、傻瓜，然后白痴。
That means if those people are not waiting faithfully for the bridegroom to come back, they are thoughtless. They are foolish, utterly foolish.
所以这五个愚拙的，他们自己完全不预备自己，他们是完全低能，完全不想，完全不去思考的人。
So in this parable, at the end, the door was shut.
所以在这个故事的最后啊，门关了。
They couldn't even go to town to buy oil.
那个时候已经太迟了，他都没机会去城里再去买油了。
Probably all the shopping centers closed.
可以说所有的商店都关门了。
So at midnight there was a shout, the bridegroom is arrived!
突然那天半夜里有人大喊新郎回来了。
And then all of them, actually all 10 were asleep.
所有的十个都在睡觉来着。
As they all arose, the wise one trimmed their oil lamp and then it worked, right? It's got light.
突然当他们听到新郎要回来，他们赶紧点灯点灯，那些有油的预备好的，他们很快就点了灯。
But because it's such a long time, the foolish one, the lamp has, the fire's gone out.
那些五个愚拙的人呢，他们那个油已经被用完了，都没意识到，然后没油了。
And they don't even got the extra oil.
所以他们没有额外的油能够添加。
And they don't trim that lead.
他们也平时不去剪那个灯芯，所以也没保护得很好。
So there are no light in their lamp.
所以他们的那个灯里面就没有光。
And then as they got to buy some oil, we read the story that they come back and the door was shut.
他们呢又还想赶快出去，还及时临时抱神脚的去拿那个油，但是没想到最后来不及了。
And then they were knocking and knocking and knocking.
他们当时发现门关了，然后就不停的敲门敲门，哎呀，让我进来吧，让我进来吧。
And guess what the Lord said?
但是你知道主说了什么？主说我不认识你。
I don't know you just because you haven't got the oil.
我不认识你，真的吗？就因为灯里面没有油。
You know we are supposed to be called the light, in the world.
你知道我们被叫做世界上的光。
And in the world, we are called to put our light, a lamp on the lampstand, so that all can see.
那我们呢？一直在说，我们作为世界上的光，我们一定要把我们的光放到高台之处，让所有的人能看到。
In Luke chapter 12, the Lord Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they will see."Your behavior and glorify Jesus.
在马太福音五章十六节里面说，他说你可以让你的灯很亮，亮到所有人可以看见。
We are supposed to shine for Jesus.
我们需要为所有的人发光。 世界发光。
So our light has, should be always on fire and shining.
所以我们的灯是一直有光的，一直是有火的。
But the Lord Jesus say half of them do not shine.
但是耶稣说有一半的童女他们都没有光。
Half of them, the fire is not there.
一半的人他们里头都没有火。
Are we on fire for Jesus?
你们里面对神有火热吗？
Is your lamp shining bright?
你的灯现在在发光吗？
Are the people around your life being inspired by the hope you have?
那你身边的人会不会因为你的存在，他们的生命中得启示，得希望呢？
So at the end of the day, when the Lord Jesus say, I don't know you.
所以到最后，主耶稣对你说，我不认识你。
It's not like he's not all-knowing. Of course he's all-knowing. He knows you.
那当然我们不是说耶稣是全能全知的，怎么会不知道你这个人呢？
But what he meant in the scripture is, I do not know you. I do not have a relationship with you.
但是主真正说的是说，我不知道你是因为我跟你没有任何的个人关系。
What is I have a relationship?
他跟你没有关系，什么意思？
You have to talk to Jesus, you have to talk to him, and you've got to listen to his word.
你平时没有跟我说话，你平时也没有听我跟你讲的话，也没有听我的话语，所以没有关系啊。
Those who have a relationship with Jesus will continue to be on fire.
那些跟主耶稣一直有这种个人关系的，他们是一直着着火的。
Those who don't have a relationship with you, with the Lord Jesus, their lamp will be dimmed or off.
但是那些跟主耶稣基督没有个人关系的，那个光就越来越暗，越来越暗，最后就灭了。
So the Lord Jesus at the end of that paragraph scripture say, "Watch therefore."
所以耶稣基督在刚才我们看到童女的那个经文说，他说要警醒。
So how do we prepare for Jesus?
所以我们怎么预备好为主呢？
We have to watch our lives.
我们要看，要自检查我们自己。
Have you got the fire?
看看我们自己里面到底有没有那火热。
Is your lamp burning?
我们里头的光到底是不是在燃烧？
Are you excited because he's coming back?
你是不是很兴奋当你听到你的主要回来了？
Or are you saying that, Lord, 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 don't come back because my family is not saved yet?
或者你会说，哎呀，主啊，主啊，你别回来，我家人还没得救呢。
Because you're so concerned about those people around your life that are not saved.
因为你还关心着周围还有那么多你爱的人还没有得救。
So the number two thing, how do we prepare for the Lord is, we need to concern about our family and friends' salvation.
所以第二点关于怎么样预备耶稣的来，就是我们要去为我们的家人着想，着想到想让他们接受耶稣。
Think about your worst enemy, the person you hate so much. I know you're not supposed to hate.
你们头脑里想一个你们最不喜欢的一个人吧，就当敌人想。
You wouldn't wish hell on their lives.
你都不希望他下地狱，是不是？
Hell is not a place where you play mahjong.
地狱可不是能够打麻将的地方。
Hell is prepared for the devils and his angels.
那地狱真的只是为那些魔鬼和他的那些小兵们预备的。
But those people who have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, received him as a personal Savior and Lord, they cannot go to heaven.
但是那些没有接受耶稣基督作为他们个人救主、有个人关系的人，他们没有办法去到天堂。
And the Lord Jesus say, "Love people as ourselves."
所以耶稣说，爱人如爱己。
Would you wish this upon your friends and families, those people you know?
那些你所爱的人，你真的希望主耶稣现在就来吗？
That's why in the Bible say 1 Peter 3:15 it says,
所以在彼得前书三章十五节说，
In your hearts revere Christ as Lord, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope and that you haveBut with gentleness and respect.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
As you have a relationship with Jesus, you are respecting God as your Lord.
那你跟主耶稣基督有个人的关系，那你一定很尊重主为你的主人。
Then he's asking us always be prepared.
所以你的主人对你说要一直常做准备。
To do what? To give an answer for the hope that God gives you.
去做什么准备？干嘛呢？是要把你们心中盼望的缘由给其他人分享。
Have you got hope now in this hopeless world.
那我们现在在这么绝望的一个世界当中，你们心中盼望的缘由有吗？
When there was this threat about nuclear bombs and World War III and finding a bunker to buy.
那现在世界上到处在说，哎呀，可能会有第三次世界大战呐、啊，可能会有核炸弹就丢向我们呀。
I don't know whether you read the news. There's a lot of that going on.
所以我不知道你们看不看新闻，但新闻上都是这些东西。
Not to mention there's 3.5 million refugees who are homeless without any hope.
还有300多万的那些难民们，他们自己都没有地方住，他们都是完全绝望的。
They don't know.Where they're going, and they don't know about tomorrow, and they don't know whether they can return.
他们不知道下一步要去哪，也不知道明天会发生什么事情。
It's so far away from us, and yet, if you think about it, if United Kingdom are bombed, we'll be like Ukraine.
那我们可以想象，好像看似这个事情发生的很远哈，但是如果你可以想象，如果我们英国今天要是被炸的话，那我们就跟乌克兰是一样的命运了。
If we become refugees,
如果我们也变成了难民呢？
We haven't got a place where we're going.
我们连住的地方都没有的时候呢？
How do you feel?
你怎么感受？
Lots of people are feeling hopeless.
很多人都会在那个绝望当中觉得很没有希望了。
Lots of people are feeling fearful.
很多时候都会觉得害怕了。
The Bible says we have to be prepared to give the hope.That is in our lives.
所以圣经说，我们要时常准备着把我们心中盼望的缘由分给个人。
Are you always prepared to say your testimonies to your friends and family?
你们是时刻预备着，一有机会就跟你们的家人说说你们的见证的吗
？Oh, I haven't practiced. I need to practice.
有人说，哦，我还没准备好，我要回家练习一下。
Well, get practicing.
那我们现在赶快练习吧。
We should be able to tell our, how we become Christians in 5 to 10 minutes.
那我们需要在5到10分钟之内赶快跟人说说我们怎么样成为基督徒的经历。
If we are not, good in saying testimonies, we should start practicing from today.
如果我们并没有这样的经历的话，那我们从现在开始就要开始锻炼了。
Do you know the gospel?
你们知道福音吗？
Do you know what you believe in?
你们知道你们信的到底是什么吗？
Do you know who is Jesus?
你们知道耶稣基督到底是谁吗？
That's why we go to cell groups.
这是为什么我们需要去小组啦。
Now, those people who are not in the cell group, right? This is an advertisement. The cell groups were there. We learned about God together. Who is Jesus?
那些不去小组的弟兄姊妹听好了，这个是我们广告的时间啦。那些你们还没有去小组的，一定要到小组来学习神。
And we also learned how to give testimonies, how to preach the gospel to others.
也是一个很好的锻炼的机会，我们可以在小组里面来互相给见证，然后也学会和锻炼怎么给别人说见证。
If you're casually talking with people and say, "Oh, this is the leader of Russia and all this talk about nuclear bomb and your friend was so fearful and she was ready to receive Jesus."
那也许你会在这种光景当中，你正在和你的朋友随便在聊天，他们聊到了乌克兰最近的情况，聊到了战争，说哎呀我们好怕呀，好惊慌啊。那个时候你正好可以把耶稣介绍给他。
You're so pleasantly surprised.
然后你会非常的吃惊的发现。
But how do I lead that person to Jesus?
然后
how do I get him to heaven?
那个人说，哎呀，我现在准备好了，我都想接受你这个耶稣基督了。那你知道怎么带人做信主祷告吗？
So we need to learn how to lead people to Jesus.
那我们也
how to lead them in a repentance prayer and accept Jesus.
那我们现在也要学习怎么能够带着人做这种悔改的祷告，带他们进入。
So that's what the Lord say about.Be prepared.
这是我们说的要常做准备。
Don't wait until the person is standing in front of you and, oh, you're not ready. I'll go and find Joshua.
哦，你不要等到人家都在你面前，你好不容易有一个机会，然后你说，哎呀，不好意思，我没准备好，等我找我牧师去。
Don't wait until there is a ripe fruit right in front of you, ready to receive Jesus and say, oh, I got to follow and find Amy to do this.
那你也不要等到其实熟果子都成熟了，正好在那里说我愿意接受耶稣，你说哎呀等我赶快找我们的同工 Amy 去。
We are the light.
我们就是这光。
We are that lamp.
我们就是这灯。
And we have the oil.
我们里面就有油。
You know, the more we serve, the more we preach, there's more oil.
你知道其实你给的越多，你讲的越多，你其实神给你倒的油就更多。
God will give you more anointing.
神就给你的恩膏也更多。
Because you'll be like the empty vessels. When he poured over you, it goes to that person.
你就会像是一个活的器皿一样，下面给出去，上面又倒进来。
So it's got empty again, it's got to pour again.
那你自己给出去，然后上面就活水又倒进来，这样子涌流
着。So you always have lots of oil flowing.
所以你一直有这样子的油在里面涌流着。
Why? Because you're working hard for Jesus.
因为为什么？因为你的心一直向着主这样工作着。
You're not sleeping on the bed and say, "Oh Lord, you're coming, are you?"
你不会想躺在床上这样说啊，主啊，你今天要来吗？
We are busy for Jesus.
我们每次都是在为主忙碌。
We are always prepared to preach the gospel.
我们时时准备着来把福音带给人。
When people ask us, "What hope do you have?" I am ready to tell you.
如果有人说，哎，你在这种光景中你还有希望吗？那你那个时候就有机会了，做好准备。
I usually go swimming 4 or 5 times in a week.
我一般呢，一个星期有4到5次是要游泳的。
And we always chat. It's a very friendly pool. People chat.
所以我们在那游泳池里面就经常就有机会跟人聊天。
So these days, you know, the topic is, the petrol is so expensive.
那这一段时间的聊天就是，哎呀，这个汽油最近好贵呀。
哎呀 ，that madman is talking about World War III.
哎呀，那个人他说第三世界大战要开始了。
So I was just chatting with them, and then all of a sudden, I felt the Holy Spirit say, "You need to tell them about the hope."
所以当我还跟他聊，还没聊到几分钟，我就突然感觉到圣灵在我里面跟我说，哎呀，你赶快把你心中的缘由告诉他们。
So it was just really like easy as I was climbing out of the pool, I was saying to the lifeguard, "You know."
那我当时就很自然、很自然的机会，我正在从池子里面爬上岸的时候，我就跟旁边的救生员说
"It's just so natural to say, you know, you won't be fearful if you have eternal life in Jesus Christ."
所以我就很
I'm a Christian, so I don't mind.
所以我在那里边爬上来，我就边跟那个救生员说，我说你要是有耶稣在你生命中间，你就根本不会怕这些，因为你有永生，怎么会怕这些了呢？
We definitely don't want to be, I'm scared too. I don't know where to find that bunker.
我知道，他说我是啊，是啊，我也很怕，我也很怕，我也不知道怎么样找到这个希望。
No, we have eternal hope, eternal life.
不是，我们都已经有了永生的盼望了。
Because he lives, we shall live also.
因为耶稣基督活着，所以我们也活着。
We have a home Jesus has gone to prepare for us.
我们有一个家是主耶稣为我们所存留的。
Whether we die in the bomb or we die anytime soon, we have a home.
我们任何时候离去，神都给我们预备了一个家。
We're not scared of what's happening in this world because Jesus is our Lord and Savior.
我们根本不害怕世界上所发生的事情，因为主耶稣就是我们的救主和我们的希望。
I know I will be with my heavenly Father when I go home.
那我知道我回家的时候，我就会见到我天上的父亲。
It's called He is calling me home when I die.
因为当我去世的时候，就是他叫我回家的那一刻。
It is not a sad thing.
这不是一个难过的事情。
It is a happy thing.
这是一个喜乐的事情。
You know, in the old days, the old hymn, right, always talk about when the Lord called us to glory.
很多时候我们在唱老的赞美诗里面，经常有这样的词说，神把我们接回到荣耀当中。
Are you prepared to meet Jesus?
你们做好准备要与耶稣相遇了吗？
We need to make sure our lamp is lighting.
那我们需要我们的灯里面有油。
We need a lot of oil, not just enough oil that didn't last.
我们需要很多的油，有额外的油，比一个晚上还要多出来的油。
When the bridegroom returns, we have to have that extra jar of oil.
所以当新郎突然回来的时候，我们不光是有油，我们还有额外的一瓶油，随时做好准备。
When the Lord Jesus comes back, He is looking at you. Oh, you are preaching the gospel. Good on you.
如果耶稣基督回来说，哦，你在这里传福音啊，真棒。
You know, in Luke chapter 12.
在路加福音十二章
He says we are supposed to gird our clothes with our belt.
是耶稣教我们说要扎紧我们的皮带
With the truth.
用真理的皮带扎紧了
And serve the Lord.
然后来服侍神
So as we serve the Lord with his word.
当我们用神的话语来服侍神的时候
Tell other people about the truth.
告诉其他的人真理
I was reading this, I was so touched. He says the Lord Jesus will serve us like a waiter and serve us.
那我当时在读圣经的时候非常的感动，因为说主耶稣会亲自来服侍我们，就像一个服务生一样的服侍我们。
哇，不敢当，真是。
我都觉得不敢当啊。
But the Lord Jesus will serve us.
但是主耶稣会来 服侍我们。
As we serve him.
就像我们服侍他的时候同
时。So preach the word.
所以我们去说神的话语。
Be prepared.
随时准备着。
As we watch and pray.
让我们一直这样祷告警醒着。
So that's the two things we have to do.
有两件事情我们要做的。
Last but not least.
最后一个但一定是最重要的一个了。
We sweep clean our house for the guest of honor.
有客人来的时候要把房间打扫干净。
In this scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, it talks about if we cleanse ourselves, we will be noble vessels.
那在提摩太后书二章里面说，如果我们自己洁净自己，我们就会成为洁净的器皿。
He said, "In a huge house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some are for common use."
在大户人家，不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
So let's look at how do we become special ones.
让我们看看我们怎么样做一个好的瓦器呢？
Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful for the master, and prepared to do any good work.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
You know, nowadays, we need to be prepared to do the good work.
那我们现在呢，就是被神在预备来做各样的善事。
There are so much need in the world that we need to be prepared to represent Him.
那我们世界上已经有各种各样的需要了，所以神想预备好我们，让我们为神做善事。
But you know, He is the Lord Jesus. He is the glorious King.
他是我们的主耶稣基督，他是最荣耀的王。
He's not going to just pick up a dirty plate and eat from it, would he?
他肯定不会捡一个好脏的盘子就直接用脏盘子吃饭吧。
That's why the Lord say, if you cleanse yourself, you will be a special gold or silver vessel.
所以主耶稣说，他说你一定要洁净你自己，你就会成为那金器银器。
And by the way, our Lord, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is worthy.
那为了我们的万王之王万主之主是完全配得的。
You wouldn't take out a Wedgwood special plate with some unwashed dirt on it for Joshua, would you?
那如果是 Joshua 牧师到你们家来吃饭的话，你肯定不会拿一个看着很脏的盘子来给他吃饭，是不是？
You will make sure all the plates are sparkly clean.
你会肯定把你的盘子都擦得干干净净的，泛光的那种。
You make sure all your floor is wiped clean and vacuum.
你肯定会把你们家的地板都吸得干干净净，擦得光光亮亮。
And after cleaning, you will be checking, oh, have I missed any spot?
你可能把哪怕你已经打扫完了，你都还会看看我上面有没有哪个地方没有弄干净的，哪个角落漏掉了的。
So it is with our lives these days.
所以与我们的生命也是如此。
If we want to volunteer ourselves, Lord, use me.
如果我们对神说，主啊，你来使用我。
Borrow my car, you can use my car.
我可以借车，你可以用我的车。
Oh, you are the Lord. Borrow my mouth, you can speak through me.
主，你要是需要我的嘴，主，你可以借我的嘴来说话。
You can borrow my money, the bank account.
你可以用我的银行账户里头的钱。
To bless the orphans.
去祝福那些孤儿院的孩子们。
But what he's looking for is clean vessels.
但是神在找的是洁净的器皿。
He wants to use you in a special way.
他想用你用一个特别的方式来用你。
So it is our responsibility to make sure that the vessel is clean enough that he can use us specially.
所以这是你我的责任，让我们这个器皿是洁净的。
And that will become gold and silver vessels, honorable vessels.
让我们成为贵重的金器、银器。
It is our responsibility to make sure that is happened.
这是我们的责任，让我们自己知道要成为洁净的金器、银器。
So if we are always prepared to be used,
那如果我们随时把自己准备好被神使用的话。
And we have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
然后我们跟主有一个很亲密的个人关系的话。
We can look at our lives daily and check, oh, that's a dirt, and then we just sort it out.
那我们每天都会自省自己的生活，自己检查自己啊，那里有一个肮脏之处，我要处理它。
It's not a hard thing. It's no big deal.
这个不是什么难事的。
It's like you're washing your dishes and your bowls. You will check that they're clean.
就像你洗盘子一样啊，你洗了以后，你肯定会看看我有没有洗干净，哪个角落漏掉了。
All the more about our lives for the King of Kings.
所以我们的生活，我们自己来检查自己是不是干净了，也是如此。
I want to share with you a story that has touched my heart very lately.
那最近我读到了一个故事，很感动我，我分享给大家。
It's not to say that I'm always ready, because honestly, I'm not.
那我在这里也不是在夸口说我自己都完全准备好了，我没有。
I mean, even I am so bold and so forward, right? Sometimes I just, I did not speak.
有的时候你别看我好像很勇敢啊，话很多这样子的，那有的时候我也会懒的，也不说话的。
So sometimes I go to Sainsbury, I look for bargains.
有时候呢，我会去那个 Sainsbury 那个超市，然后看看有没有便宜的东西可以买。
And if there are bargains, right, I'm very interested in finding out how many percent and is that worth buying?
那我每次看到有便宜的打折的东西，我就会做一些算术在我头脑里，看看到底值不值得买。
So I think it was about 15 years ago this happened.
15年前的事。
I bumped into a Chinese lady called Ah Hing.
我见到了一个中国的女人，她叫阿星。
She used to work on top of the shopping center on the Chinese restaurant.
她以前是在那个商店的最高层，曾有一个中国的餐馆那里打工的。
And she's a lone lady who has got no friends, no family here. She just came from Malaysia to work.
她是一个很孤独的女人，她没有什么家人，她自己从马来西亚过来工作的。
So imagine, right? I was looking at the bargain, and her head is looking at the same bargain.
So 可以想象当时的情景呢，就是我正在那里找哪个东西最便宜，然后她的头就跟我的头撞到一块了。
So we are both talking about the bargains.
我们俩就一起在那说，哎呀，哪个便宜哪个好。
And then somehow we got chatting.
然后就因为我们在谈论这个。价钱的事情，我们就开始聊天了。
So I just gave her my number, she gave me my number, and we become friends.
然后我把我的电话给她，她把她的电话给我，我们就慢慢成为了朋友。
So we can talk about bargains.
所以我们就可以天天讲了哪个店的那个东西便宜，打折厉害。
And then every time when it's Christmas time, I felt I need to invite her to come and eat with us.
每个圣诞节呢，我都有这个负担，想把她请到我们家里来和她一起吃饭。
But I did have a struggle because I thought Christmas on that day is all family.
那我也这样挣扎过，因为我觉得圣诞节就是给家人特别预备的。
And there was this voice say, "Oh, it's going to spoil that atmosphere, you know, having a stranger in your house. You won't feel very comfortable."
然后我头脑里就老有这个声音说，哎呀，你要把陌生人请到家里来的话，就会耽误你们一家人相聚的美好时间了。
But then I thought, if I'm her.I have got no one to be with at Christmas, pretty lonely.
那我又想到她这个女人呢，她自己完全没有家人，也没有朋友，她一个人过圣诞节好像非常孤单。
So every Christmas, I invited her to come and dine with us.
所以每个圣诞节呢，我就会把她叫到我们家里来，和我们一起吃饭。
But you know the kids just watching telly, and we watch telly together.
所以那些小孩子们呢，他们都会看圣诞的一些节目啊，看电视，然后我们就全体一起坐在那儿一起看电视。
But because I wanted to build a relationship with her, she is open to listen to the many stories I tell her.
那因为我跟她的关系渐渐的好呢，她就很愿意来听我所有的故事。
So I tell her about this healing. I talk about my dad's getting saved, how he resisted Jesus, and how he got saved when he was 83.
那我就到处跟他讲见证啦，讲了哪里哪里有什么医治，哪里哪里我的父亲是怎么怎么得救的，我的父亲是在83岁得救的。
So just being a good friend.
所以我跟他就慢慢成为了朋友。
And then after a while, me and Alan was shopping in Lakeside Shopping Center and bumped into her again.
有一次呢，我和我的丈夫阿伦去买东西的时候，又碰到他。
And she said, "I'm going back to Malaysia."
他说：“哦，我要回马来西亚了。
”I said, "Why?"
我说：“为什么呀？”
Oh, I stopped working now. I'm old.
他说：“哎呀，我年纪太大了，我现在不想工作了。
”And I have nobody here. I may as well go back.
我这里也没有朋友，我还不如回去呢。
So, ding! The Holy Spirit say, "Get her!"
然后马上的圣灵就在里面有提醒我说赶快跟他说话。
All these years of building relationship, you need to reap her soul.
他说你跟他建立了这么多年的关系了，你还没有收获这个人的灵魂。
Because you may not see her ever again.
你可能再就见不到他，就错失机会了。
So I say, hey, let's go McDonald's. Let's have a coffee.
然后我当时就抓住最后的一个机会说让我们赶快去麦当劳一起来喝喝咖啡。
And her heart was ready.
她当时的心完全准备好。
So she gave her heart to Jesus in McDonald's.
所以她在麦当劳呢就做了决志祷告。
And then she went back to Malaysia.
然后她去了马来西亚。
And for many years, I don't know, I haven't got in contact with her. I don't know where she is. I don't know whether she keeps being a Christian, go to church, and blah, blah, blah.
后来好多年我就没有太多她的消息了，也不知道她这个基督徒的生活怎么样，是不是还是基督徒等等。
Until last year, God allowed me to know about her. I was so touched.
那去年神允许我知道她的消息，哇，我很感动。
She has, somebody who called her auntie, what do you call it? She has somebody, a niece, not blood-wise, but like a family friend.
她呢有一个侄子。
Who knows Josephine.
那个侄子呢又认识我的女儿 Josephine。
And Josephine was witnessing to this person called Kristen.
那我的女儿 Josephine 呢又跟这个叫 Kristen 的人做过见证。
And talking about Kristen, and she was telling Josephine, oh, my grandmother, my auntie, is a Christian too. Somebody called Betty. Betty brought her to Christ.
然后当时他说没想到聊天的过程当中那个侄子就对 Josephine 说他说哎，我有一个阿姨她当时就是基督徒然后是 Betty 一个叫 Betty 的姊妹带她信的主
It seems to be in your area too
好像也住在你们家附近哦
And then Josephine said is it my mom
然后我的女儿马上说那是我妈
And then lo and behold I know that is me praise God he's still going to church
所以我后来才知道原来她仍然是基督徒她仍然去教会
And thenA few months ago, she passed away because of cancer.
那一两个月前呢，她就已经离世了，因为她的癌症。
I am so thankful to God that I bothered to invite her to my house.
那我当时真的很感恩神，当时提醒我让她来到我家。
If I did not bothered, I don't know where he is. She is now, but she is now in heaven, and I know that she has confessed Jesus as her personal savior.
那我当时如果没有行动的话我都不知道她会去哪但是现在我非常的确定她现在跟主在一起我也确定她当时是真的接受了主耶稣成为她的救主
You know these days, right? The young people especially, I'm sorry, I have to select the young people. They always say, I cannot be bothered.
那现在的很多年轻人呢都会说哎呀我懒得管这事了。
Are we bothered?
那你是不是懒得管这些事儿呢?
Are you bothered that your friend is not saved?
你的朋友们都还没有得救，你是不是懒得管呢?
Are you bothered that if they have only 1 month to live, that they have to go to heaven?
那你如果你有朋友说只能再活一个月了，你是不是懒得管呢?
So we need to have an intimate relationship. We need to watch and pray. We need to keep our fire burning.
所以我们真是需要跟主耶稣有一个个人的关系我们真是要不停的警醒祷告更是要不停的把我们的油加满
We need to be prepared to give other people the reason for our hope
那我们一直要不停的预备好给其他的人我们心中盼望的缘由
We need to daily clean ourselves and not be polluted by the world
我们每天都要不停的自洁洁净自己让我们不要因为世界的事情所污染
That God can use us as honorable vessels.
那神就可以用你我成为贵重的器皿。
Because He is worthy.
因为他真是配得。
Amen. Okay, let's just bow our heads and let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we just give you our lives.
我们把我们的生命交给你。
Once again.
再次交给你。
We don't know when you are coming.
我们不知道你何时再来。
But we want to be ready.
但是我们想预备好。
We want to be the wise virgins.
我们想成为那五个智慧的童女。
We don't want to be the foolish ones.
我们不想成为那愚拙的童女。
We want to be on fire for you, Lord.
主啊，我们想为你燃烧像火热。
We want to shine our light in the darkness.
我们想在这个黑暗的世代能够做光。
We want you to put our lamb on the table so that all can see.
我们想让你把我们的烛台放在最高处，让全世界都看到。
We want to be able to give other people the reason for our hope.
我们想一直把我们心中的缘由说给他人听。
Help us to be prepared.
主啊，你来预备我们。
Help us to bother.
让我们不要有那个懒得管的态度。
Help us to clean ourselves daily, that you can use us as holy vessels.
每天来洁净我们，让我们可以成为你圣洁的器皿。
Lord Jesus, feel free to borrow our hands and our feet.
主啊，你可以来借用我们的手和我们的脚。
You can borrow my bank account.
你可以来借我的银行账号。
You can borrow my mouth.
主啊，你可以借我的口来说话。
Father, because this body, soul, and spirit belongs to you, Lord.
因为主啊，我们整个身体和我们的魂和灵都属于你。
You have bought me with your price, the blood of Jesus.
因为你是用重价，用你的宝血把我买回。
And what can I give you back?
主啊，我可以给回你什么？
Nothing but our hearts.
什么都给不了，只有我的心。
Help us to be prepared for you.
主啊，来预备我们。
Prepared for your coming.
预备你的再来。
Daily prepared ourselves.
每天每天都在预备。
That when you look at us, you are pleased.
当你看到我们的时候，你就喜悦。
You are ready to serve us.
你就喜悦来亲自服侍我们。
As we serve you.
当我们服侍你的时候。
Father, just as you say to David, Lord, that as he builds your house, you will build his house.
就像你对大卫王说的，你为我建殿，但是我去建你，为你建。
Father, we give you our family.
主啊，我们把我的家人给你。
Our unsaved families.
还有我们那些没有得救的家人交给你。
Help us to persistently watching and praying for them.
来帮助我们一直为他们警醒祷告。
And equip ourselves so that we know how to reap.
装备我们，让我们知道如何来收庄稼。
How to lead people to Jesus.
怎么样带人信主。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Let us all stand and worship the Lord.
让我们都起立，一起来敬拜主。
我敬拜你 敬拜你，我心爱你，我敬拜你，我一生活着为要敬拜你。
Father, we worship you with our lives.
父啊，我们敬拜你在我们的生命当中。
Father, in this day and age, Father, there is nothing that we can give you.
主啊，在这样的世代，我们真的还不知道为你能做什么。
But Father, it is our duty to worship you, Lord.
但是主啊，我们却知道这是我们的义务，要来敬拜你。
We want to worship you with our lives.
主啊，我们用我们一生来敬拜你。
Doing all that you told us to do.
做你叫我们所做的。
Father, that when you come and see us, Father, you will see a good and faithful servant.
主啊，当你来看到我们的时候，我们是一个良善的，我们是一个信实的器皿。
We don't want to be the foolish and the evil and lazy servant.
我们不是那不够愚拙的仆人。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Help us to have a good relationship with you.
让我们跟你有一个美好的个人关系。
Anoint our prayers these days.
主啊，你来恩膏我们的祷告。
Anoint our relationship as we are spending time with you.
恩膏我和你之间的关系，在我和你花时间在一起的时候。
That we may be the holy vessels that you design us to be.
主啊，让我们成为你的圣洁的器皿，你所建造我们成为的。
Father, we want to serve you.
主啊，我们想侍奉你。
We want to get busy with our life serving you.
主啊，我们想让我们的生活都一直为你忙碌。
Father, in these days, Father, we know that there is nothing much we can do.
主啊，我们知道在这个世界上我们不知能做什么了。
Everything is a struggle.
每一件事情似乎都是挣扎。
Father, therefore, we give you our family.
主啊，我们把我们的家人交给你。
Our finances.
我们的经济。
All our worries we give to you.
还有我们的忧虑都交给你。
Because there's nothing we can do.
因为我们知道我们自己做不了什么。
But you are in control of our lives.
但是你却掌管我们的生命。
We give our lives in the palm of your hands.
你把我们的生命托在了你的掌中。
And we know that is the safest place.
我们知道这是最安全的地方。
We want to be in the perfect will of God.
主啊，我们想在你完美的旨意当中活着。
Father, just deal with our heart of all the fears and cares.
主啊，你来处理我们心中的各种恐惧和忧虑。
That we may serve you.
让我们能够来侍奉你。
As a holy vessel.
成为一个圣洁的器皿。
Honorable vessel.
一个圣洁的一个荣耀的器皿
worthy for the king
值得配得你的使用的器皿
just use this time to give over those things that is concerned on your heart
所以我们心中的那些重担主要我们在这个时候交托给你
those things that is causing you grief during the week
那些在我们周间让圣灵你难过的事情就交给你
Those things causing you to be sad and disappointed.
主啊，让你那些让你失望，让你看到我们心痛的那些事情，我们交给你。
You worry about your children.
你为你的孩子忧虑。
Just give them over to Jesus.
把他们交给主耶稣。
He loves them.
他爱你的孩子。
He has a future plans for them.
他也有一个计划在你的孩子生命当中。
God is listening to all our prayers now.
神现在在听你我的祷告。
Thank you for your presence.
主啊，谢谢你的同在。
Touch our hearts and relieve us, Lord.
主啊，你触摸我们的心，让我们得释放。
Deliver us from all the cares.
让我们从不同的那种乱糟糟的事情中间释放出来。
And I speak to every disease.
然后主啊，我也来对那些疾病说话。
I speak to every pain.
对那些疼痛说话。
That is in our body.
那些在我们生命中的疼痛。
I command you to leave right now.
我们奉耶稣基督的名斥责他的离开。
Be healed.
奉主的名。
In Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名得医治。
Father, I also pray for those people who are hurt by family.
主啊，我也为那些被跟着家人被家人伤害过的人祷告。
Someone who said something really bad to you and you are so upset.
有的人有你的家人对你说过的一句话让你心里特别难过。
I forgive them.
我原谅他们。
Father, heal the brokenhearted.
主啊，医治那些伤心的人。
The wounds, heal the wounds, Lord.
包裹他们的伤痛。
Lord, I give you permission to touch that part.
主啊，我们给你这样的允许来触摸我们的这个伤痛之处。
Heal that part of my heart.
来处理我的伤痛伤疤之处。
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Father, I want to pray for those people that are not in this country.
主啊，我也为那些不在这个国家的人祷告。
Whether they are our families, our friends, or brothers and sisters.
不管他是我们的家人也好，还是我们的弟兄姊妹也好。
Father, let your presence sweep them now.
主啊，我们祷告你同在，流淌在他们身上。
Father, heal them completely.
主啊，也完全的医治他们。
Heal them completely, Lord.
完全的医治他们。
Take away the stress.
主啊，拿走那些压力。
Take away the worries.
拿走他们的焦虑。
Take away those things that has burdened their hearts.
拿走他们心中的重担。
Set them free now.
主啊，让释放他们。
Father, let your peace come upon them.
主啊，让你的平安临到他们。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
主祝福你也保守你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you.
主必向你扬脸。
And be gracious to you.
也必对你有恩典。
The Lord lift his countenance upon you.
他必扬脸光照你。
And give you peace.
给你平安。
Amen. Please be seated.
Amen. 请坐。
So those people who want to be prayed for,Or you are touched by the Lord and you want to testify. So come forward. We have a ministry team to minister His love and healing to you. So let the ministry team come forward.
如果你们有个人需要，有需要祷告的，你们可以到前面来。我们这里有一个祷告的团队，他们能够来为你们祷告。
And we see you next week. God bless you.
我们下周见，再见。
Ministry team, come on. Anyone with this?